Good morning, Saints. This is Elder Terista Cooper. It is an honor to stand before each of you this morning to minister the Word of God. It's been a long time since we all have been connected physically, but we all remain connected in spirit, prayer, and love. God has been so good to us through this COVID-19. He has blessed us abundantly because we are still standing. Let's just give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. My message this morning is holding on to the power of God. Father God, we come to you this morning just thanking you for all that you have done in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. We thank you for keeping our families safe, Lord. We thank you for being everything that we need, my Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you this morning. We lift you up. We exalt your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask that this message this morning touch someone's heart, Lord. I ask that you just let the Holy Spirit just move in me, my Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I honor your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Holding on to the power of God. God is amazing all the time. He knows what's best for us when we don't even know ourselves. He loves us unconditionally. He looks beyond our faults. He opened doors no man can shut. I'm talking about the power of God. Have any of you ever experienced the power of God? You see, it blesses my heart when I can minister about the power of God in my life. Today, I will be relating to Luke 1 and 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Philippians 4 and 6, don't worry about anything, instead, pray about everything. I chose these two scriptures because I can relate to them in my life. You see, the Word of God can do anything but fail us. I know that there is power in prayer. I know that God holds all power in His hands. The serenity prayer is one to hold on to. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Whatever you are going through in your life today, I want you to let go and let God. I want you to totally surrender it all to God, who has the power to change your life. All God asks is we look unto Him. In Psalms 121, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, look around at how many people have been sick and some have died from COVID-19. But we are still standing. Look at the power of God. God is good all the time, and all the time He is good. What a mighty God we serve. Surrender to the power of God. Nothing can change your life like the power of God. God wants nothing but the best for our lives. We have to be obedient and allow Him to order our steps. If we just be obedient for what He has for our lives, quit leaning on our own understanding and lean on the power of God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Alcohol is not the answer. Drugs is not the answer. Worrying is not the answer. Oh, but God is the answer. The power of God. You see, I watch God use His power in my life. The power of God. Lost my job, lost my apartment, no income for 2 years, health issues, My car was on the line to be gone. Oh, but the power of God. But I held on to the power of God, kept the faith, and would not let go. Staying connected with the power of God through prayer. The power of God. I lost my job, but he granted me income. I lost one apartment, but got another. I have health issues, but I'm still standing. Car was online to lose, didn't lose it, and he blessed me with a newer car. The power of God. Won't he do it? How many of you know he would do it? The power of God. You see, sometimes mama don't have the answer. Daddy don't either. Siblings can't help. Friends don't have time. But God is always there and always has the answer. The power of God. Accept the power of God in your life. Receive it and believe it. That he does have the power to turn things around in your life for the good. So that he gets the glory, the power of God. Romans 1:16 says, be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He will give you the power to live within them, and he will be with you. Every step of the way, God will take care of you. He will enter into your mind and into your life. And if you will let him, he will give you knowledge and power to live your life successfully. God will take care of you in time of need. The power of God. God controls everything. Everything. The power of God. In fact, God preserves my life and yours and that of everybody you know. The Bible tells us that we are only alive because he keeps us breathing. We are all utterly dependent on God every moment just to stay alive. I bring all this up because we often like to think that we are in control of our own lives. I'm here to tell you, you are not in control. The power of God. Allow God to be the power force in your life today. Never stop praying. Never stop reading the word. Seek God first for all that you do. Watch the power of God. I thank each of you for listening this morning. Let's remember to pray for one another. Know that God has the power to change any and everything. Holding on to the power of God. I love you all. I miss you all. May you have a blessed week and continue to be lifted. God is able. He is willing. The power of God. Thank you.